ABC Radio Australia.
In Fiji, the villagers whose tip-off led to the country's latest big drug bust say they've been seeing suspicious activities in their waters for years. Six people, two locals and four Ecuadorian nationals, were arrested after police intercepted what's believed to be a large shipment of cocaine near Vatia last week. Now, the locals say communities like theirs could play a bigger role in helping police and the military monitor Fiji's coastline for criminal activity. It's an idea backed by a regional security expert. Well, with the latest, we're joined by our Fiji reporter, Lide Movono. Absolutely. Thank you for joining us this morning. Lide, would love for you to remind us where this seizure actually took place and why this is part of Fiji's coastline matters.
Agnes, so this seizure happened in the Vatia waters near Tavua on the northwestern coast of the main island Vitilevu. And what makes this significant is how remote and very lightly monitored that area is. Now, much of Fiji's coastline is under customary ownership, which basically means land and inshore waters are looked after by villagers, by indigenous Fijians called the Itoke. And so it's not permanently policed, well, not comprehensively like urban places tend to be. So Vatia sits along a stretch of coast with very limited lighting, very few patrols, and a jetty that is tucked away from the main roads. And so that combination, the remoteness, the sea access, and limited surveillance is exactly what traffickers look for. Mm-hmm. What locals are saying is that it's not just about one raid. It's about the structural gaps at sea. And that's why this location matters, as the headman of Vatutavia told me, Aggie.
I'm grateful to the police that they are working hard on drugs, especially after we raised our concerns about what we are seeing being so close to what is happening here, especially for us in Vatia. We are right on this body of water, right on the coast. The only problem is that the police only operate on land and not on water. There needs to be ways for them to also operate at sea. They need their own boat so they can also be out there and come to conduct patrols around our water. They need to monitor our seas. This is just them working from land. Look at what they are capable of achieving when they work hard on the land. We've been telling them about how there are so many yachts in the area. These sailors come in the dark. They usually come in the evening, but they won't come ashore until late at night, around midnight or 1 a.m. That is why we've been curious and also concerned about yacht activity out here on our coast at night.
That was village headman Niko Sudunvaka Nvalu from Vatutavia, whose people own the waters around the Vatia jetty. Now, Lide, I'd like to know, what are the landowners around Fiji's coast actually seeing on the ground?
So, Agnes, what we're hearing from them is a very quiet but repeated activity. And this is going back at least a couple of years from what we heard the headman say. And it's rather, dramatic, really, because in places like Vatutavia or near the Vatia waters, villagers say they've been seeing unfamiliar yachts arriving after dark, never coming ashore until very late at night or in the early hours of the morning. And it's quite suspicious for idyllic communities where very little happens. But the people of this area are coastal people, so they fish at night, and they also are coming back very early in the morning. So they notice that things, didn't quite fit the normal pattern. And what's important is that the locals say that they did raise the concerns. But I think a lot of that has to do also, Agnes, with awareness. They now know that things that don't fit the pattern means things that need to be flagged with authorities. And that's exactly what they did. They let the police know. And as the headman did tell me, he also wanted to find out what their rights were and what the laws were according to what they were seeing.
I believe that we need to work with the government and the law enforcement. We can't leave it to them, the monitoring and searching of illegal drugs and the trafficking. We need to work together, the citizens of this country and the government. If we don't unite now, this problem can't be fixed by the police. I plead with us landowners of Fiji's shores to be vigilant. Headmen, tribal leaders and chiefs, we must make the decision in our villages to monitor our shores and be vigilant. If you see something new and unusual that you haven't seen before, you must report it to the authorities.
Now, Lida, I know you also spoke with Pacific security expert Jose Sousa Santos. Like, how does he see this case fitting into the wider regional picture?
That's right. And Jose Sousa Santos, who is, of course, the associate professor at the Pacific Security Hub at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand, he said that this is something that that reflects a shift. So while he's been talking for years about the difficulty that Pacific countries and agencies and authorities in these countries would have dealing with, you know, the giant that is drug cartels, he says this incident reflects a shift in how drug trafficking is playing out across the Pacific. And he says that large countries like Fiji, which sit, you know, across major maritime routes, or, you know, the crossroads, as we like to refer to us as here in Fiji, traffickers are now increasingly looking for remote coastlines like Vatia, looking for abandoned and neglected small jetties rather than the major ports that they used to go to in the past. And he also points out that this case shows that Fiji is no longer just reacting to intelligence from overseas partners. It's now starting to own and act that intelligence and act on it itself. And this matters, he says, because, you know, Fiji's role from being a passive transit point to becoming a country that is actively disrupting international syndicates could be replicated across the region, as he tells me in an interview.
Well, I think one of the main points that we need to make here is it really does show how the response from Fiji law enforcement and other agencies has evolved in regards to responding to transnational criminal syndicates' attempts at trafficking drugs through not only the country but through the region. And the collaboration between the traditional power structures and law enforcement. This is, I think, one of the largest seizures that we've seen in several years in regards to cocaine. And also it brings to light that, that we've also seen the arrest of four international criminals that should shed more light into the tactics and the current field, the current scene in the field of play of drug trafficking through the region.
And that was Pacific security expert Jose Sousa Santos. And before that, we were speaking to our Fiji reporter, Lide Movono.